All right, everybody, welcome to Sales Pitch. This is you getting more views on Spotify. Spotify podcasters, why you should start a podcast on Spotify, and keep what you're doing. If you're doing videos like on YouTube, if you're on Discord, if you're on any other social media, Facebook, keep on doing it. If you don't have a Spotify account, it would be a great asset. If you're trying to grow as a creator, to have a way to get the word out about what you do, like me. I talk about business-related information, and, you know, my podcast is basically really about what I do and how I started and you know, working on houses and flipping houses and began understanding how business works. Going to social media, learning how websites work, building websites, how to do business online, how to do your own thing and survive, and that's what this is about. This platform, Spotify, now, they're not paying me yet. I'm not big enough, but I am getting views. I'm not getting a lot of views because I'm pretty new to the streaming atmosphere. I am not even big. I was on YouTube. I was talking about TV shows, and I stopped doing that because I wasn't getting viewership. And now viewerships are actually down on YouTube, and no one can really explain why. Well, I think there's a new algorithm across the board, across the internet, that has something to do with security, and I don't know what the reason is, but I found a lot of great information on why. This is why you need more social backgrounds, and I call it social security actually on social networks. You need Twitter. Twitter works good for people getting to watch your show. So does Facebook groups. Okay, Spotify and Facebook are kind of like there for each other. They always have been, and now we got YouTube. You got Twitch. You got Discord, you know, you got Instagram, you got Instagram Reels, you know, you got Snapchat. You got all these places where you could go to get your show in front of people. So the good news is you can finally start accommodating your podcast to a lot of listeners, including non-Apple podcasters on Spotify. If you're an Apple user, you can look. Here's a good thing about Spotify. It's just not Spotify. They allow you to sign up for other services. Like I'm on Amazon for podcasts. Okay. It used to be all on Anchor. Anchor used to be the spot until Spotify came in and called it Spotify for podcasters. So it's kind of like they did the right thing and they didn't change how. And the other places, because a lot of the places that were other podcasting networks online, Spotify bought them up so that you guys could relate your content to those platforms and get a bigger listener base. And now that they're doing video and they're tackling how podcasters do video, now I did discover that I could do that, but I'm not very good at it. I wish I would. I am working on it. I do have a YouTube channel, but I'm not as big on YouTube as I could be. And I really should do more videos on Spotify as a video podcaster. I am working on doing more of that, but at the moment, I had just moved into a new house, paid cash for it, and you know, I talk about you guys need to own your shit, okay? Spotify, when you're on Spotify, in social networks, I mean, it's your podcast, you own it, you can do what you want with it, but you got to be careful where you put your content, and how you put out your content today. I mean, freedom of speech is there, but you got to remember that the people that the companies don't exercise those rights, okay, and don't have to under a business policy. Even though they're a person, they have the right under their policies and their copyrights not to have you heard, okay? YouTube's really bad with that, actually. Pulling accounts and all that because they don't agree with you. Left and right agendas. They're real. If you don't think they're real, trust me, I've been through it more than once. But if you're a podcaster talking about politics, then you got to get used to what side you're on or how you talk about those politics. I'm not into all that. What I'm into is you guys gaining security and getting a followership that will create a new source of income for your pocketbook, for you. And it does work. You can do it. I did it for years on YouTube. I was making like $1,000 a month off a YouTube channel with ads, but unfortunately, monetization on YouTube is falling apart. It's almost not even there. So what I'm talking about is, here is a great opportunity with everything that Spotify is doing, working with Discord, and having a good podcast and getting your following and posting it to Snapchat, posting it to Twitter. Twitter's back in a better way than it used to be now that Elon Musk has straightened out a lot of the crap that was going on in there. So your first podcast, what exactly is the podcast going to be about? What do you like to talk about? Now, I like to talk about what the issues are that you need to do to make you a better communicator online, because marketing is everything. Everything is marketing online, okay? A podcast has to exist in a marketing platform. If you're not on a marketing platform, find one. I have found one that works great, but then the company dropped the ball all of a sudden, so you can't do it anymore. But they were a good beta form. Now you got other video places out there to get the word out as well. You can use Facebook video. Facebook real good for that. Now we got Kick. Kick has what's called a just chatting, like Twitch does. If you guys don't think Twitch is just for gaming anymore, it's not, because there's a lot of people not gaming on Twitch doing more YouTube related type videos and chatting about issues that's going on in the gaming industry other than just the gaming industry. And I mean, Twitch has become more diversified other than just gaming. And now we got a new one called Kick that took over, kind of like Mix. Like Mix was owned by Microsoft, and that was a good source for gamers, but it didn't work. Microsoft owned it, and it didn't work. So they cut it short. Ninja was on there. And podcasters and gamers, they all had podcasts. That's what I'm saying. Your biggest celebrities or online celebrities or influencers are all on, they all have their own podcast. And you'd really need, I don't, you can't really succeed without getting more word out. So new podcasters and not a household name yet. I'm not. Joe Rogan, he's the only one I will tell you that, in my opinion, that people actually know as a podcaster. You can go on the air and say, hey, you know any podcasters? Like, well, I know Joe Rogan. There you go. If you're not a household name, you're just not going to make it as a podcaster. I mean, you're going to make it. You're not going to make that much money because I'd say 0.25% of, there isn't a top 1% anymore. That's gone too. Let me tell you guys the truth on that. There's a 0.25%. 0.25% of video creators, they all have one thing that you don't have as a business or basically a communications business, a crew. They all have a crew doing certain things for them, like Mr. Beast. If you guys are this far on my show, Mr. Beast isn't just on YouTube anymore. He's on network TV now, doing things, and you need all the platforms now in order to make it, not just one. And the YouTube CEO actually came out and actually actually said that. He's like, let me guys tell you something. YouTube might have started a lot of it, of how we do things today online. If you, and doing video, you know, doing podcasts. But now that we have competition, you got a bunch of different, now you got Rumble too. You got to remember, Rumble's out there. They're on the NASDAQ. They're big. They're getting bigger. They're going to try and go neck and neck with as they grow with YouTube. And Twitch has, you know, dropped the ball a little bit, but they're going to get their stuff together. You know, with Amazon. I don't think that Spotify, you got to remember, is a really good place to be for podcasters and now video podcasting. So they're trying to compete with YouTube. So there's a lot of competitors out there that don't worry about your competitors anymore. Be part of it all. Be on all the platforms. Tumblr as well. You know, the social media platform, which I think they're a little outdated, and they need to do something with it. And I think they're bringing Vine back, if I'm not wrong. That was discussed on Twitter. Twitter owned, I think it was Vine or something like that. I don't remember, but they're bringing it. I think they either did bring it back or getting ready to bring it back. Because one thing that Elon Musk knows is you need to have a presence everywhere today. You need a presence online. You need a presence on other networks. Did you know you can do ad-based networks on Freevee and Tubi TV pretty inexpensively, other than putting an ad for your information on YouTube. That's right. If you want to get, you have to play the game. You need the podcast to help play the game. Okay? You can transform your videos into a real quick podcast. Just download the file and put it in video form now, or you can just use it as an audio file. And go to Audible. You know, use Amazon. Go to all the audio sources you can that is provided today to get you closer to making money with your podcast. It's extra money in your pocket. I'm working on that right now. I'm not real big, but I do have your answers because I've been on the internet for a while. Unfortunately, I don't have a crew because I can't afford that. You need a production crew to get big. If you want to be a big number and make millions and millions of views on YouTube or even on a podcast like Joe Rogan, you just not on your own here. You have to have people working under your belt to help you get where you need to be. If you want to go that far, or you just want to do it as a hobby like me. Now, I have a lot of great insights on analytics and everything. But the main part is, when you go on Spotify, I'm going to tell you from my main page, I am on 5 different networks right now, even more than that. I'm on Spotify. I do the RSS feed still. I know RSS feeds are not real big, but they do help get views. Public Radio. I'm on CastBox, Amazon Music. And there's quite a few more I'm on. I'm on Amazon for Amazon Podcasts and Audible. And I'm on about 10 different networks. Does that help me get more views? It should, and it does. But when you go to your analytics, guys, it's the main platform that gets you the views. Because in a search engine, with all your other links, and then having a small website, it could be a free website on Wix. I'm not with Wix, but or you could do WordPress. You could do a WordPress website and just import your show into a page. You can do that with Wix, by the way. Just take the code with Spotify, put your show on a page, and it helps with page ranking. Yes, it does. That's why I know about the internet, page ranking, SEO, and a bunch of other things. Now we got AI, which I have not used, but can AI help you get more views doing things a way that you're not doing them, the AI is going to be able to do better for you. Hey, absolutely. If that's the route you need to go, and that is the route I'm taking today, you really need to be using all the tools you can to get better viewership. And that is including if you need to make just like a YouTube channel just for your short clips. And maybe even hire an editor to even do that, okay? Now, it is time-consuming to take your audio files and put them into a video form. Now, you can do that in I think it's Camtasia or something like that. I don't think it costs that much to do it. Or you can just get video. You can get editing software. There's some good editing software. It's not real expensive on the market, guys. Movia is one of them I've used. I tested them out. They do work pretty well. I'm not saying they don't. But the thing is, it does get time-consuming doing all your editing, doing all that stuff, opposed to maybe just going to Fiverr and finding somebody that can do it for you for a cheap price. Because remember, you need a production team. And if you want to grow, then you got to find out, okay, you got to find out someone to edit your videos. Find out someone to market your stuff and where to market your stuff in the best way possible. How to use AI to do that, I don't know. I'm new to all this. I'm new to this. And Pinterest is another good one. It's a great way to market your stuff. Even though Pinterest is really made, I'd say, for clothing pins and, you know, things like that. And food recipes are real big on Pinterest. So those tools, every marketing tool you can imagine is there. And every network, you can get a spot to automatically post your stuff all the time. If you like have a WordPress page, you can set it up as your marketing strategy to just go out to all these social networks from one page and concentrate on that, and then you can do the rest of it with your production team. That's how you grow, okay? Growing with Spotify is going to take some work. Now, I have 576 plays. My audience size is 15. Spotify followers is 6. You know, yeah, I'm small. But you got to start somewhere, and the results are not going to be like the old days. You're not going to get quick results anymore. And that is discouraging, actually. And very, very discouraging, because you're not going to get YouTube views right away either. Now, there's a lot of YouTube influencers out there to tell you how you're going to get a lot of views, and their methods basically don't work because none of them make any sense, and only for them, because they don't tell you their secrets, and their secret is they're marketing every channel they can with marketing ads or on Spotify with something that they created that has value. It's another thing I'm working on, okay? Creating a course that people understand. Now, I understand all it because I've been there, done it. I've been on here for over 15 years. And I can tell you the best marketing strategy is to get a write down what you need, and from those needs, get the people that you need to do the work for you as a marketing strategy. And that's your team right there. That's their secret. Is building a team, a network. That's what a network is for. A network is your team. And then you gotta pay, for those services. And it gets expensive. But when you're making a million views per video, like say like Mr. Beast does, gets 700 million views because he knows how to do his videos right and to keep that audience. He's the biggest growing, video business in the world right now. He's huge, and he's making a shit ton of money. But he's got a crew that he pays people to do certain things. He makes millions of dollars every year as I think he does like charity or whatever. And it goes back into his business. how much money does he actually make isn't the point. The point is his business makes enough money to pay a lot of people. And that's a good thing to have. But you're not there yet. You're one person under the radar and nobody knows who you are. And that's the fact. The fact is, it's hard work to get anywhere. And thank you for watching my listening to my show. All right, guys, sales pitch. My name is Keith. I'm your host. Follow my show if you want more of these tips and how to do things in the way you're supposed to do them. Look, it's not brain science on how to do this stuff. It's just that a lot of people don't explain things to you how they need to be explained. And if it's not easy, then stay away from it. Doing a podcast is easy. You get a microphone, you get the content that you do already, and create a podcast out of it, which is a video, whatever. Now I did that with TV shows when I had TV theories. I no longer have that. I got out of that because there's too many copyright issues in it. Again, creators have a lot of issues in front of them now. Okay? You really got to watch what you do, like taking video clips and putting them on YouTube for your show. Are you getting permission for those clips? Well, you can on YouTube now. They'll license them out to you, but you're not, your ad revenue goes to crap because they take a good set amount of that for that clip if you put it in your video. And it's the same with audio files. If you use an audio file and you need permission to use it, which you can do, you can get licensed for that. There are a bunch of audio people out there that license you audio clips from artists, and you got to pay to. You can use them, but you got to pay to use them. But now that you're licensed to use those, are you going to get paid or are you going to get penalized for doing so? Most of the time, you get penalized for it. And that's another thing that's shady. So a lot of people are like, okay, well, I get a lot of views, but I'm not going to get paid for it. But as a whole, that your business is growing and you got other revenue resources other than AdSense or being an influencer for a product called sponsored ads, right? When you do an ad for someone else's company, that's a sponsored ad. You are an influencer for that ad. You are doing a sponsored ad, getting paid to do the ad yourself. Or you can get real sponsors like Nike contracts and stuff like that. I don't see a lot of that going on YouTube. I don't see Nike shoes doing ads on YouTube or Spotify. Do you? Now I do see them on other networks like Tubi TV and Netflix and stuff like that, where paid advertisement does you good, but paid advertisement does not do you any favors on YouTube. Okay? Absolutely, you're not gonna make any. They don't pay enough out, in my opinion, to even make a difference. I look, $1,000 a month was good money, but I started moving forward with my other business because I saw YouTube not working anymore, and the work involved. To try and get a production, you have to have a production company now even to make it on there. And I didn't want to go there. I didn't have the money for that. And a lot of people don't. And hiring an editor is really expensive, I found out. Which I tried to do is, hey, I'm going to test this out. Hire Fiverr, this guy to come in here for $100 of $100 to edit my video out. Did it get any more views? Nope. There's no guarantee that your video is going to get more views just because it's edited better. Absolutely none. But all right, guys, gotta go. Follow my show here on Spotify, Sales Pitch. I'm your host, Keith, and look, hopefully you will like what I have to say. And I always have something good to say. Sometimes I don't have everything. I just say it how it is. If you get under my skin, and I'm going to talk about why you're getting under my skin. And I think media today. What's getting under my skin with it all is, well, there's no meat on the bones anymore. The dumb money is all gone. Now you gotta have a team to make the money, and that's what makes it hard. And that's why a lot of people are like, well, I'm going to try to make it as an influencer. Then you get discouraged because you can't really make it because you can't make any money. It's hard to do so. Talk about someone else's product when you're a nobody. That's the problem right there. You have to be a known somebody and grow yourself to that just to make a dime, okay? It's very hard to get anywhere online today. If you're discouraged from that or not. Or you can get a team working for you, working under your belt, and then you got to put out money for that, though. It's a money game. It's a financial game now, period. You want to make money, you got to play the game. All right, guys, have a great day. Sales Pitch out.